You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, April 26, 2017, week 202 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And it's time for some We've You'd Reviewed. I saw a movie this week. Well, not really a movie, like a stand-up special.
All right. Which one was it?
Lucas Brothers on Drugs.
Oh, we saw that trailer.
Yeah, we saw the trailer, mm-hmm. And then I watched it. It's pretty good.
Cool. Did the animated thing throw you off when they went animated?
It was animated at the end.
Ah.
So it's mainly a stand-up special.
Yeah.
But it's weird because they talk about working on a show that they were writing that sucked working on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, huh. So I went on their IMDb credits. And they only have writing credits. They don't have that many writing credits on TV shows.
Is it something that got made, though? Maybe it was something that didn't get made.
Yeah, because they said it was, like, for a while.
Yeah.
So they worked on, like, two shows that were their own shows. One was Friends of the People, which was, like, a sketch comedy show that they worked on.
Mm-hmm.
And the other was Lucas Brothers Moving Company.
Couldn't imagine their own shows they'd not have fun working on.
So I was really confused.
It was probably something that never got made. People do that. Make stuff that don't get made.
Yeah.
But if it's a long time, it seems like it would have not got made.
Or if it wasn't on their IMDb credits.
That's true, too.
So. And then, because they were having a conversation about Steve Harvey's mustache. And I was like, that seems like a conversation they would have had. Oh, they had it on Friends of the People. No. Not his mustache. They had it like about Steve Harvey's hair. They had a sketch about that. Did they have a thing about Steve Harvey's mustache on Lucas Brothers Moving Company?
I don't think
so. It'd break my heart if I found out that they hated working on their own show.
Yeah, that'd be awful.
Especially if it was a show I love so much, like Lucas Brothers Movie Company.
Yeah.
So yeah, I watched that. It was really good. Probably give it like a 6 out of 8. It was like strong, but not like crazy. It wasn't like, holy shit, this is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Were they on drugs during the show? Or?
Yeah, because you see them smoking a joint before.
Got it.
The special starts. And they have these two giant Richard Nixons bowling on the side of the stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty funny that they did that. But, yeah. I think I found it funnier than the second Dave Chappelle thing. Special. The one in Texas. So, on my barometer of what's funny.
Mm, okay. Good to know.
Yeah. And TV. I binge watched all of Bill Nye Saves the World.
All of it? How much?
13 episodes.
Really?
13 half-hour episodes.
Damn.
It was interesting.
Did he save the world? Is that the binge watch you shouldn't have binge watched?
Yeah, it's the binge watch I shouldn't have binge watched because I think it's just way too much information.
Mm.
But, yeah, it was weird because, like, I was telling you guys, I saw the first episode, then we hung out Friday night, and I was like, I don't know how I feel about this because it was, like, weird because there was, like, a lot of sketches in it, and it was, like, a lot of stuff that I was like, oh, this is kind of, like, try-hardy.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, they didn't do that ever again in the show, which I thought was very weird. So, like, the first episode, it starts out with, like, a sketch from Carly Kloss. Is that her name?
I don't know who that is.
She's, like, a supermodel, Victoria's Secret angel and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, she's also a very good programmer. I didn't know that.
Oh, huh.
So, she is, like, a smart person. It's not like they just got, like, a pretty face. Like, she's very intellectual.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, they have these correspondents, and she's one of them. And each episode has like a different correspondent, but she's like on three of the each one's on three of the episodes about.
Uh-huh.
And then they also have like celebrity things. So there's a sketch that she does with Designer about the first episode is about global warming. Each episode's about a different topic. Global warming, like sex, is one of them. Those are the only two that come to mind. Evolution, DNA, organic food. He's trying to like break pseudoscience. He's trying to like break up myths pretty much each episode.
Yeah.
Or just educate people about it. So the global warming one, it's a sketch with designer and Carly Kloss.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
is Bill Nye in the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like the main guy.
Got it.
So it's like a designer buying chocolate, and then Carly Kloss appear, and then like the chocolate disappears, and there's a panda emoji that goes bigger and smaller, and the candy disappears. And Carly Kloss is like, oh, you know, with global warming, like the area that cocoa grows in is getting warmer and warmer, and soon we will have no more chocolate at this rate within like 10 or 15 years, apparently. It's much faster because I rewatched the sketch.
What age is the show for?
For grown people, like adults. Okay. Pretty much,
I guess it has sex in it, so.
Yeah, it's for people who grew up watching Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Okay.
It's like that. So it's for people our age now.
Got it.
And then...
his theme song is not as good, I assume.
It is, but actually, I think it's better.
What?
It's done by Tyler, the Creator.
How could it be better?
It's pretty dope, dude.
I don't think anybody could be better than...
it's very similar. That's Bill Nye. It's very similar.
And like an homage.
Yeah.
Bill. Nah. The Science Guy. Bill. Like, who wrote that song? Guy's a genius.
Inertia is a property of matter.
Such a bonkers theme song. Bill Nye. The Science Guy. This isn't in the intro.
Okay. See, they make a lot of jokes about how old he is.
Yeah. Oh, they even say it.
I wasn't paying attention to that part. Like, they talk about vaccines on one episode and stuff like that.
Mm.
There's like a comedian. She's like an astrophysicist. There's like a Sri Lankan Australian comedian.
Yeah.
That are like the correspondents.
Mm-hmm. And they do they actually go places? Yeah. You see them at those places?
Yeah.
Okay. He's got the lab coat.
Did they not play the theme song in the first episode?
I don't see it. What is happening?
See, it's like weird because it's in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah.
So that's really weird to me.
That is weird. I'm so confused right now. Yeah. I don't think the theme song's coming.
I don't think there is a theme song in the first episode.
Is there a theme song ever? Are you sure you didn't just
like hallucinate it?
Yeah. You're like, oh, Bill.
The oh, yeah, it is right there.
There we go.
See, it's weird though. That sketch.
Yeah.
Bill.
Oh, it's very short. That's good. But
yeah,
it's
there you go.
Very short though.
Yeah.
Very short.
It's on a streaming service that after the first episode, you can, now they have the skip intro button.
I know.
So like intros aren't really.
Yeah, they're. What's the best Netflix intro?
House of Cards. I love that intro.
I do like House of Cards.
I can't tell you what the song sounds like, but...
I can't really do it. But yeah, House of Cards is a good intro, you're right. But that's a long intro.
Or Luke Cage had a really good intro.
Yeah.
Luke Cage, Daredevil, and
the Netflix
Jessica Jones
intros are
even the Iron Fist intro is really good.
Yeah,
I kind of like the best part of the show.
Yeah, I wish the show was just the intro. Ooh,
I think that Daredevil intro where you see it like dripping down is really
cool. Yeah, that was a cool. Especially seeing that first, like not knowing what to expect, and you're like, oh, I saw this. This intro is crazy.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I watched all of that, and nice. The show really grows. Like it develops. It's weird because like in the first episode they do like that weird Carly Claus sketch.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have like this one of the segments that they do is Bill Nye is like, can I have a minute or something like that, and where he just rants for a minute.
Mm.
And then he
does, but it's all scripted, I assume.
Yeah. Okay. And then he does like this talking head thing where he has like three experts, and then he does this thing where, so in the first episode they do this weird thing about like shut up or something like that, I don't know. And Zach Braff is in the audience, and he joins, and it's weird. That's really weird to me. Because I thought that was going to be like a regular thing, and luckily they never do that again. But then like sometimes they have like celebrities help with the experiments and stuff, or they do... One thing that was really funny was like they did like... It was about diets, fad diets, and it was about paleo diet. So they're interviewing a caveman, and the caveman's Martin Starr.
Hmm.
So that was really cool. But then one weird thing that he does is he explodes... Like he does like... like fist bumps when he's like explode it, like he does that every time. It's some of that kind of stuff is like trying too hard.
It's like it's weird because there's some part, just watching that little bit, I was like, these some parts seem normal, and then it goes into a weird direction, and then it goes into a different direction. Like it seems like kind of all over the place.
It is kind of all over the place.
Yeah,
but then like one of them was really cool. It was about like AI. Mm-hmm. But it was like cool and weird. So like they brought this blind guy and like this girl, and they both work for Microsoft, and they're working on this thing where it's this phone program where they take a picture of it and it tells you what it is in the picture. It can figure out what it is in the picture.
Yeah.
So, but like Bill Nye, I guess, gets really excited about this, and he starts taking pictures of stuff.
Yeah.
And the girl's like, it's not going to work. Like, we don't have that. If it's really shiny, it just says metallic object instead of being like a model of a plane and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like, so that one scene seems very unscripted because like, he's doing stuff that she's like, it's not going to work. Like, he has a crazy coffee machine that has like a grinder built in. It's like the Ninja coffee machine. I don't know if you know what that is.
No.
But it has like, you can put your coffee beans in there and it grinds it and makes a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made by the people who make the Ninja blender.
Yeah.
And it just says blender, because obviously it's not going to know that it's a coffee machine because it doesn't look like a normal coffee machine. So it's like stuff like, and he's like going, taking pictures of stuff, and she's like, it's very awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But then they do have like a man on the street thing where they send these correspondents out, and there's like the sex one where it was a comedian who was the correspondent that day, and they sent her out to talk to couples that are at like a putt-putt golf place about like what they're doing for birth control and stuff, and that was really funny.
Yeah.
I know that was about, it wasn't about, it wasn't on the sex episode. It was on the, it was like an episode all about babies. It was about like genetic engineering for babies, like CRISPR and stuff like that. If you know what that is. Are you familiar with CRISPR?
No.
It's like DNA editing. Like they can go in and edit the DNA before the baby's born. So they do it right now with like animals, and they can like modify the DNA to make no limit on muscle growth.
Yeah.
So they have these super muscular cows in China right now.
Yeah.
That are like freakishly muscular. Like, let me pull up a picture. It's like disturbing how muscular.
Yeah.
So the theory is that they can go in and do this to humans and remove diseases or something.
Yeah.
So like they have these cows that are like super muscular. But then they also made it so like these cows, using the same program, they made it so the cows could also not get tuberculosis.
Oh. Yeah.
So like it's just like a proof of concept, I guess, with the muscular it's just cows.
But you have to show like climate change I can't see it. So they're like, okay, this is an unrelated subject, but like the cow, you can see it, right?
Yeah, like
so
you can see that.
You have to prove it to the dum dums.
Exactly, because
he's like, he doesn't have tuberculosis. Well, I can't see that.
Exactly, because I was talking to my mom about that. Because in theory, they're saying like eventually down the road, this would be a service for rich people. And I'm like, well, how do you know when you're buying into it that, like, are they going to have to print out a DNA report and be like, these are all the DNA this is all the DNA that we modified, and we have, and then that's another problem is right now they don't have enough proof.
It's going to be like Gattaca, man.
Gene, exactly. That this one gene is related to like cancer. So I was like, what do you do though if I'm like, you do this with your kid, 60 years down the line, they develop cancer, and you're like, I paid for a, like, I was, my parents paid for me to be cancer free, and now I have cancer. Like, you ask for a refund or something? Like, you can't do that. Like,
that big liability.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, I'll return my kid right now. 60-year-old exactly. kid.
What do you do? Like, you return your kid? So that's what. But in theory, with this, you wouldn't have any mistakes because you're editing on like the genetic level. Like, single, like you're literally changing like the A well, that's and G why and stuff like that.
When it's they
like,
do it, they can't do it for the things they don't know about. But like, in, they can't do cancer because they don't know how.
Exactly. We don't know the how gene it works that now. It's on.
Yeah.
So it was interesting though.
Yeah.
Really interesting stroke. After the first season, or first episode, it's kind of rough, but it gets better.
Interesting.
They talk about like space travel. That was really interesting and stuff like that. So
cool.
Yeah, if you're into science.
Yeah.
The only problem with this show for me is it's targeting people who, like, I think the whole point of this show is to, for people who don't trust science.
Yeah. That
is the main audience. And I don't think it's effective for those people. Yeah. Because, like, I know some people who don't trust science.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the show would work on them. Like, you know what
but
I mean?
I also think it, like, just that little bit, I don't know if it's, like, the whole show, but it seemed like, almost like, they're, like, they're almost talking down to me a little bit. They're, like, I don't believe, they are talking to people who don't believe it, and I'm, like, no, I'm mean, not one of those people also, watching it, though,
but they also, so it's weird. I mean, for that little bit, was a bad example.
Cause it was, like, yeah, that's all first, I'm basing it on. So.
First minute of, like, the first episode, but, like, they do bring up things that, like, I didn't realize, like, I told you about, like, the water levels rising, I never consider put into thought that like the fact that when temperatures rise, materials expand because molecules become less dense. I never factored that into sea levels rising. I always imagined when they're talking about sea levels rising, I thought it was because glaciers are melting.
Oh yeah, that's what I assumed. That's not all of it.
No, it's because when you heat up water, it takes up more volume because like the molecules become more separated.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
At high energy, they become more, they move around more, so they require more space. So that's what's happening.
Oh.
With our sea level. It's both.
It's obviously.
It goes hand in hand, but that's why it's rising.
See, now I'm a dum-dum because they're like, look at the ice. It's melt. See, I'm even, there's levels of dum-dums.
Yeah.
Because they're like, if they say warming. No, but if they say that bit, like, not as many people are going to go with them, but if they say, no, look, the ice.
Yeah.
Like, I can imagine ice melting and it getting growing bigger.
Wait, so is that what you thought? Funny.
Wait, well, I thought it was just the ice, but I'm saying...
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I'm dumb because, like, I feel like if they went with that with their go-to example as the heat expanding, the water thing, it's not as visually easy to understand.
But it makes sense, like, if you boil...
It makes sense.
Have you ever had, like, a pot boil over on you?
Yeah.
Exactly, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're saying, like, all the water, since, like, we have so much water on this earth, like, it's all rising together, and that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So then they send her, Carly Claus, to Venice, Italy, to show you what the rising sea levels are doing, because now there's, like, more than half the year, I think, the water levels are above ground, and, like, the land is literally flooded, and there's an app in Venice, apparently, where you find out the sea levels that day, so you can dress accordingly.
Crazy. Yeah, like the same thing's happening in like Miami. I saw like a Vice thing on Miami. It's like flooding.
I think on that same episode, Cheyenne Smith went to Venice as well.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah. Because, it's just crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
So, very interesting. I might have to, it's worth it for the weird thing with Zach Braff in the first episode.
Yeah, it seems like the information's worth the weirdness of some parts.
Dimension 404.
Yes, I saw the fourth episode.
You saw the fourth episode. I saw the fifth episode.
There's one ahead.
Yeah. Fourth episode, Polybius.
Yes, I like this one.
I think the most out of.
Yeah, I think so. It had like the formula that I'm accustomed to, where I didn't like I understood.
It seemed
I understood
the most
it.
Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Out of all of them, though, that's the problem to me.
I guess,
but because I liked it. I would want something that isn't Black Mirror.
True. That's a good point.
But this one is like, the show seems like it's trying so hard to be Black Mirror in the first place.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm like, okay, good job. You hit your mark. But like, I would rather you not try to be something.
Good point. That already it doesn't exists. Do it as well. So that's the problem. But it was like the scariest one.
I mean,
the plot and all of them was kind of scary.
This one, the next one is not scary at all for you, I don't think.
Cool.
It's about a supercomputer.
Yeah, the tone's very different every time.
Yeah.
Kind of.
And this next episode has Baron Vaughn and Constance Wu and Megan Mullally in it.
Oh, okay.
Because Polybius didn't seem to have any recognizable faces.
Yeah, I didn't know anybody.
So, yeah. It's a fun show.
Yeah. I like
especially it. Especially like, because nothing else is... It's not like... We're backed up with Black Mirror.
It's not like Game of Thrones is back like it should be, usually.
Yeah,
a year ago it was.
This week it was
back. Yeah. Up, but Silicon Valley's back.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Asking about
we have not seen it yet because we are recording this before, but it is out.
Yeah. And then I watched the second episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000, the new episode, the new season.
Yeah. Good. Good. I was looking. It's a long. It's like
it's an hour and a half because it's like a full movie.
Yeah, that's long.
Yeah.
It's hard to.
That's the thing. It's hard to watch a lot.
Yeah.
But it is enjoyable.
Good. I need to check it out.
Yeah. Discussion this week, time traveling idea.
Okay.
You have yours?
Yes, I got mine. The movie is. It's got Nazis.
Mm hmm.
But the Nazis, Hitler sends the Nazis on a mission to the future. I don't know exactly what year, but I'm going to incorporate, send them to the future because he wants, because Hitler's been on these missions and Indiana Jones has foiled his plans a couple of times where he's trying to get the Holy Grail, trying to get the Ark of the Covenant. Indiana Jones has screwed him up. So he wants them to send him to the future to recover these things. Or, like, not these things exactly, but something else. So he tries to send him to the future, but then Indy's there, and he's an old man. And that's what you do as the new Indiana Jones film. Send Nazis to the future, but Indy's still there.
Yeah,
and he beats up the Nazis. That's my film.
That'll be fun.
Right there. Bring back the Nazis and Indiana Jones. Make Indy great again.
Yeah. I want to see a movie... That involves like either like Edison. I'm not a big fan of Thomas Edison, but like a Nikola Tesla. But he's kind of crazy. Where they travel to the future, and they're just so amazed by the technology. It'd have to be like a Da Vinci or like a Tesla, where they come to the future, but like accidentally for like a day, and they don't even think it's the future. But that's what. That was what the driving force for all their crazy inventions that were super out there.
Yeah,
were because they saw like a glimpse of our future.
I like that idea
of our reality right now.
I like that
so when idea. We, like so Da Vinci like, saw like a plane and then he made like the flying man thing or he saw.
But I like the idea that before they even created like their well known like before he even made the light bulb, he goes to the future.
He goes to the future and
that leads him to create the light bulb. It's like a paradox.
Yeah.
If he didn't do that, would he do that?
Like he's his own inspiration, kind of.
Yeah.
But Edison, kind of like it wouldn't work well for Edison. I think it'd be interesting for Tesla because he'd be like, why is my name attached to these cars?
That's true. Yeah.
And Edison is so big.
Yeah.
Like GE, like.
Edison's like everywhere Tesla's like.
It's a car company.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Next week?
Well, technically a couple weeks, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess when should we end it? Should we end it before Guardians comes out or give it another week even because...
I don't know. I need to look at what box... Because usually isn't it Memorial Day weekend? It's any movie that comes out.
It's the first May.
Is it the first weekend in May?
Yeah. First weekend in May through Labor Day. Hmm. So I think like Guardians that weekend's the first weekend.
Okay.
So if we like... We prejudiced by, but we're not going to record for 2 weeks, so it's one of those we can hold it up until Thursday, or we can. Well, we can't really wait longer than that, actually, because we're going to record on that like Saturday or Friday.
Yeah,
so we'll just hold it to that Thursday.
Okay,
so that's like
so it's like a little heads up.
Yeah, it's a heads up. So it'll be like, I guess from when they were released, you have like a week,
yeah.
I guess, when we release this.
Okay. I'll have to start texting people.
Yeah. So yeah, we're doing the summer movie pool where if you don't remember, we pick, you try to rank the top 10
movies in order based on
domestic gross.
Yeah.
For the summer.
So. And then you also get 3 wild cards.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's points involved.
Yes, you get bonuses if you get the 10 spot exactly right.
First and 10
mm-hmm.
exactly right. And then 2 through 9 exactly right is like, I think it's like 13 points for 1 and 10, right?
Yeah.
10
Being
points.
Exactly right is really good.
Yeah, 10
And
points.
Then you want to be closer.
And then if you're 1 away, it's like 7 points or something like that.
Yeah.
I'll pull it
but
up.
But basically, you don't need to know the score. Just try to pick the 10 movies you think are going to gross the most. Because there's no way to like...
Yeah.
Easily, oh, that's gonna be 10. I know that for sure. So, yeah, this is like our what is this? Our fourth one? Fourth one, I think. Fifth one?
Third one?
Third one, maybe? I won 1 year.
I won the first year. You won the second.
So this is the fourth.
Yeah.
This is the fourth year.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's the fourth year of the podcast, or fifth year of the podcast.
No, fourth.
We didn't do one the first year.
No.
So this is the,
yeah.
Like we're starting the fifth year.
Yeah.
Right now.
So yeah, there's that. On Netflix today, Real Rescues season 6 and 7 and Trust. That's it. Come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart, This Week in Movies in the Now, and Trailer Talk. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.